Okay, about me. What I wanted to do was find out how much better my recording could be. So I saw on Craigslist this studio that didn't sound too expensive, $35 an hour, and he would make you sound good. So I drove out and brought my guitar.
Wow.
So I think when I played my songs, he thought they were nice. I played three songs. He says, I like Beside Me Always. Let's work on that one. And I said, fine. So he says, this is what we're going to do. You could do it your way, or you could try my way. I said, I'll try your way. Tell me about it. He says, okay, I hear strings, I hear piano. He had all the equipment, and he arranged it with his, put on a metronome. And he figured out the right tempo that seemed to be closest to what I was doing. Then he added piano, and then he put some drum beats in there. And then he had to find the pauses, because when I play it, I pause.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So what happened for me is when he was all done and had the karaoke track, he says, now sing. I was tired. I didn't have my voices warmed up. I had done some yelling at my daughter the day before.
Okay. And so you had been singing the whole time that he was doing
I was
stuff,
practicing or? A little, but okay. I wasn't as... When I first came in, it was 3 o'clock. It was time to leave at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
About 5:30, he was ready for me to sing.
Oh.
At 5:30, I think my voice was gone. It was not coming out clear. It was the tightness. So when he did the recording together and synced it, it didn't sound good. So I came home with a CD. He did 3 versions, 2 different ones. He kept saying to me, I don't feel you. And this is how I felt. When I play my guitar, I'm safe. I'm safe. I feel my passion. I'm the master of the ship.
Okay. Figure it out, buddy.
I can control the tempo. I can put in my feeling because I'm driving.
Yes, right.
With this track, I'm like going along on a horse that's leading me, and I'm not in control. And he says, if you're a professional, you have to follow a beat. Well, I guess I'm not professional. I've never done that. And I have the karaoke track with me, and you're gonna listen to what I did and tell me what I could do better.
Okay.
And then see how it feels for me to go with this beat. How do you do that?
Okay, so did he give you a track with your vocal and without your vocal? So you have an instrumental track and you have your voice. Okay.
And it's like what you told me. When you sing without the guitar and you're just like this, it's really naked. It's not the same. Oh my God, I'm like all by myself and it's like my voice and me and I'm alone. Oh my God. So.
Yeah. So you think that was part of that?
Then the beat thing. Because I like to slow down at the end, or I like to put my rhythm in. And I think his arrangement sounds nice. It sounds nice for somebody else. I want you to perform. Peaches, will you sing my song? If you would do it for me, I think everybody would buy the record.
That's really sweet. Now, tell me the parts. Was it like at the end of cadences, like the end of verses or the end of courses, where you would naturally want to pause? That you weren't feeling his tempo and he wanted you to keep going, or whether he followed,
he added the pauses in.
Where was the conflict of tempo thingy?
I don't know. I guess because I've never been locked in.
So was he claiming you were not following the beat all along? Did he tell you where he felt you were off, or that you needed to?
Oh, what he told me is I didn't have feeling. I wasn't convincing. He says, I don't feel you. Like, you're just not connecting anymore with this song. It doesn't sound passionate. I don't have any.
Did he say, like at the beginning you played the songs, he picked that song?
Yeah, he liked
it. So was he feeling you then when he first picked the song? But
then
he says,
what happened?
Do you think something happened? Do you think you started
not feeling
his tempo? So when he said, I'm not feeling your tempo,
okay,
dude.
This is the way I would want it. I would want to play my song and then let somebody put their arrangement into what I've done. I don't want somebody to arrange it and then I have to follow
so
it.
So actually you want to create the arrangement and you want them to add the instruments to your arrangement. You don't want them to arrange it, really. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Feel like like a coloring book. Mm-hmm. Like I've drawn the picture and I have the outlines.
Yeah.
And I love what I have. It looks good to me. Wow, it'd be great to add color and make it beautiful. But when somebody else like colors it first and then I have to like get back in there, it just doesn't feel like it's mine anymore.
He did stick with your original, the thing
you
guys
played. Yeah, I'll play it. Let me just play it and you can tell me.